They screwed up the numbers.
Uh-oh.
So if you're watching on closed captioning, if you liked Bob Ice,
Debbie Bo Pound. If you liked Bob Ice, Bo Ice.
Right.
Or if you liked the Tracheotomy Boy.
Count Underwood.
Now, Carrie Underwood.
Count Underwood.
Okay, Underwood, I see.
Okay, I won't speak in depth talk anymore. Yeah. You get this, but Carrie Underwood is the only one. That's the name and the phone number that they gave out on closed captioning for deaf people for all of the contestants. You understand?
Right.
Like,
yes.
She was like 877-555-0001.
So she got all the deaf votes.
Yes. Now the question.
Kind of a handicap.
The question is.
Hey, Buzz. For Carrie.
The question is.
Yes, I've never heard of that. Terrible.
Listen. They watch TV.
Yes. What?
They watch. You know, yeah. Just like blindies listen, deafies watch.
Right.
They watch this show. They vote on this show. Mm-hmm. The question is, what is the percentage of deaf people that watch American Idol,
good question,
that watch on closed captioning, that called the wrong phone number? And the only reason I bring this to your attention, this could be where tonight they come on and say, oh, we screwed up. We gave out the wrong number closed captioning.
We have to do it again.
Because they could do it from an angle that they're going to get an extra show out of it, that some of the people didn't have great performances last night, and also they play that nice PC card.
How stupid are the people associated with this show, though, that now this has happened again? I mean, this is really a loosely run part of the operation.
Was last night's show live?
Yes.
Because closed captioning is very hard to do, and it's usually done by someone other than the producer of the show.
But here's the thing, Buzz, this closed captioning, it's not what they were saying. It's the slides
that
they put up.
Well, that show last night was taped, right?
No, that was live. And it was the slide that they put up underneath that's already pre-programmed in that has the person's name and the phone number to call.
Right.
So, listen. Here's how I think we should deal with it today. Let's have some deaf people call the show.
You know, but here's my... If they're deaf...
Hold on, stop them.
You're having trouble hearing
anybody out there listening.
Yeah. Let's have some deaf people call and tell us how they feel. Tell us how they feel about this.
They flash the number up, though, on the regular feed? And so they'd have the number as an additional...
The way that I read it and the way that when I talked... I didn't sign with anybody.
Right.
I was just talking with Big Head about it.
Hi.
Is that the captioning would go over the top of whatever it is that they're already running for people who can hear.
Okay. I've seen a photograph of it. And when they, like Ryan would say, if you want to vote for this person.
Right.
But the only number you would see was the wrong number, even though the right number was under
it. So you think there's a good chance they're going to come out and say, hey, we got a do-over?
Yeah, well, I think so. Hello, Don and Mike. I'm not saying they're going to do it.
Right.
I'm just throwing it out there. Hello.
They have that option.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Am I the only one wondering why the hell a deaf person would be watching a show that is basically singing that they can't hear?
Here's the thing, and think about this. And normally I'm right with you.
That's a mute point.
You make perfect sense, but who's to say the deaf people wouldn't be voting for the one that they like the looks of?
Absolutely.
Why would deaf people be left out of the greatest absolute car wreck in the history of American television?
They shouldn't be silenced.
No, and...
It's the same thing with blind people watching TV and listening to the audio. That's exactly the same thing.
And I heard that they shouldn't be silenced. So anyway, if just mark my words, I don't know anything about this. Buzz, if you would do a check on the web or whatever you have to find out.
I don't know. The whole thing to me is very, very eerie. Sorry. I heard that.
Oh, man.
Okay. I could really go way out.
Well, we're certainly there. You know, you might want to go along.
Yeah, back,
come on.
Back when I was having with all those sex with all those girls on the request, it was a good thing I didn't get AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing AIDS. Sorry. I told you.
Don't apologize. None of us are.
I know, but yours didn't suck as bad as that.
Thank you.
Like the worst one.
Thank you very much.
Mine was the worst one, hearing AIDS.
You'll be all right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It just makes absolutely no sense that some deaf person can be judging singing competition. It boggles my poor Louisiana mind.
This poor Louisiana mind.
Understood, sir.
I picture this guy with like a white suit.
I'm it's fascinating. It will fascinate you, and it fascinates me.
And tell me, how are things in the Garden of Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil?
Wonderful, Daddy. We miss you. We miss you. Please come back. Please come back.
Get out of here.
That took place in Savannah, Georgia.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hello there. You know who their favorite contestant is, though.
Who, the deaf people? Who?
Yeah.
Who?
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 Oh, and then he just bailed.
I don't know. We'll never enjoy the benefit of his humor.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, love you one time.
Thank you.
Went on voteforthewurst.com after last night's show. It was definitely taped because West Coast people were asking how it turned out.
Well, now it's taped for West Coast, yes, but on East Coast it's live.
Is that how they do it?
Yes. It would be much like a morning television show, one of the news magazines.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay.
And I always thought when we lived in Los Angeles, maybe I've mentioned this before, if I have, I apologize. I would always feel gypped when I was watching like the Today Show or whatever, because you live in Los Angeles or Sacramento, wherever you live in California or in the West Coast, you're not good enough to get your own morning show, so you're seeing something that happened 3 hours ago, but they're going to pretend like it's live where you are.
Saturday Night Live's the worst, because then you don't get to hear the F word when they broadcast it.
Hey. Yeah, nobody does anymore.
And I think I mentioned back in the day, before there was satellite feeds where you could get East Coast and West Coast feed, the greatest thing to do was when there was a TV event like Who Shot JR.
Right.
The greatest thing was to call somebody up in California and say, hey, guess what? I just saw it.
There you go.
It's Crosby. Have a nice day.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike?
Yes, we are. Hi.
Hey, my name's Dennis. I'm in Salisbury. I've been listening to you guys ever since when you were in Washington for like 20 years now.
Yes, thank you.
I'm so glad to find you in Dalsbury.
In Dalsbury? Dalsbury, Maryland?
In Dalsbury, Maryland, yeah.
Dalsbury, Maryland. Right on. We're on 90 Dick Rock.
96 Rock, that's
90 Dick Dog.
And about your sense of humor today?
Yeah.
You developed my sense of humor 20 years ago. I love it.
We developed.
You've trained him to enjoy this kind of humor.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
High-speed Dalberry.
Die.
Thank you.
Die.
Peace out, guys.
Die.
Thanks so much.
Die.
Wow.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey. Last time they did had a mess up on the voting for American Idol. They had to play the tape from the night before because they couldn't have a second
you
shot.
Know what? Hold on. Hold on. You're going to get a ding. The ding of approval. You are correct, sir. That's right. Good for you remembering the rules. Thank you.
So they played the tape. They did a rerun. Is that what they did?
What they did the last time was they said we screwed up the phone line. So here is the tape of what they all did last night. Now vote again.
Okay.
Okay. So maybe they'll do it. I don't know. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Donnie.
Yeah.
We love to eat. Segment was great yesterday.
Well, we do love to eat.
Do you the buttering the pizza? Oh man, I'm just gonna take a dive in Lake You Guys for now.
Thank
Come
you.
On in, the water's
Thank
fine.
You. Do not eat pizza.
Nougat's
the one that I love.
Buttered pizza.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I think the stuff with American Idol and the deaf people sounds pretty fishy.
Okay, thank you. Now, if we could have just for a second a serious discussion about American Idol.
Okay.
I'll give you my prediction.
Yeah.
It's going to be one of the chicks, and I believe, I want to say it's Von Zell, but because I am a sage, I am going to say that it is the other one, Carrie Underwood, that's out tonight on American Idol. Mike.
Wow. Carrie Underwood, you think is going to go tonight?
I think so.
After the vote she got last night.
Here's the thing. I think Von Zell is going to be safe, even though, and I don't want to come off as anything except someone who sees everybody for what they are. Mm-hmm. All I know is I don't think Von Zell made the best impression on Middle America when her dad was dressed like Huggy Bear.
Her dad really was.
There's this, like, 70-year-old guy.
Right.
And he's got on this bright yellow canary jacket. He's got all the friggin' bling, and he's got the hat and the glasses.
He was completely done up.
And like, I love you, V. I love you, V.
And she was an emotional wreck for some reason. Maybe because he was in the audience.
She fell apart last night. Poor girl was crying her eyes out. But still,
I don't know which was funnier, that or the fact that Paula Abdul looked like they were ready to pump her stomach.
I thought she was afraid to say anything.
From what I hear,
about
she
anybody.
So wasted. She could not spit out a sentence fragment last night. It was sick.
Poor Paula.
She's just like, you're going to be, you've got such a,
you're a star.
You're a star.
And a couple of times she just pointed over at Simon Cowell like she couldn't finish.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah. Paula Abdul Garland.
Okay, who do you like, Mike?
I think tonight Fedorov will be voted off.
Robbie?
Guaranteed Fedorov.
Guaranteed.
You saying Carrie?
Yes. Carrie Underwood.
Because she's the favorite.
I know she is.
She's got the greatest smile.
Yeah. I don't think so.
I love that toothy smile.
I don't. She's got that.
You don't like her toothy grin?
No, she's got that phony, just... I just want... You know, I don't advocate violence.
No.
I just like to smack her, though.
Mm-hmm.
Might help.
You know, smack her in a nice way.
Right.
You know, in a loving way.
Yeah, sure.
I think
only put like half. Only put like half the bag of marbles in the tube sock.
We'll talk about that in your next session.
I think America is tired of the communist nonsense of Anthony Fedorov's family.
Can I tell you why Bob Ice, I'd like to see him get voted off?
Bob Ice is going to be your winner, dude.
I think Bob Ice should at least get an implant for that tooth.
Harold?
Because for a while I was thinking the tooth had been replaced, and then he finally breaks into that just-too-wide grin, and you see the gaping hole on the side of his mouth.
And you know what else? He needs those teeth whitening strips. He needs those real bad.
Yep.
And they've got those places now. You can go like in an afternoon and get your teeth done.
His mom was not bad-looking. Did you see when she did the little taped greeting to him?
Who's the mom that was in the audience?
That was
pretending
the grandmom.
Pretending to kick Simon?
That was the,
that
I
was
believe...
Harold Bice's grandmother.
Was it... Was it Bob Ice's grandmother?
Yes. Yeah.
We spoke to her, didn't we?
I think we did.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact.
She was having a good old time.
Yeah. That Carrie Underwood to me reminds me of just of every uptight, act like she's so sure of herself, but I don't, just something rubs me the wrong way about her.
She's probably too robotic for you.
Very, I think they've said it before, very Stepford wife-ish. Very,
she can really win it if she goes on to the next round. I think it's time for her to start showing the goods. Absolutely. It's no, really, I mean, enough of the pullovers and all that, you know, really. And do the kind of thing where she's just, she looks like she's maybe got a little baby fat on her still, and what she ought to do is just really wear too tight clothes, so like her stomach's folding over her jeans, and she's wearing like a leather bra.